Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I gotta tell you what, I couldn't be happier with the election outcome of last night. No, I'm serious. It showed us exactly where our weak spots are. We needed that. Perhaps the most stunning thing that happened, though, was in deep red Ohio. A state Donald Trump beat Joe Biden in 2020 by 8 points. And yet, incredibly, a constitutional amendment passed there, legalizing abortion up until the moment of birth. Like seriously, you go into labor and you're driving down the road and you're trying to decide, do I go left to the hospital to deliver or right to the abortion clinic to get rid of this thing? That is legal now in the state of Ohio. And it wasn't even close. The yes vote in favor of the amendment won 56.4 to 43.6%. So look for this in every single swing state, because the Democrats are already filing the paperwork this morning. I guarantee you. Look for a similar constitutional amendment in every single swing state in the 2024 election. To be on the ballot in the 2024 election. Go ahead and count on that. But here's the really stunning thing that happened. That amendment didn't just target abortion. January Littlejohn, a parental consent advocate, tweeted this morning. Do parents in Ohio know they just voted to forfeit their parental rights when it comes to their child accessing sterilizing medical procedures to treat gender dysphoria? That's right. It's now part of the Ohio Constitution. If your daughter wants to chop off her breasts at 12, if your son at 11 decides he wants to sterilize himself with gender hormones, guess what? You have no say. That's right. Send him to school. The guidance counselor talks him into it. All you get to do is pay the bill. You'll still owe that. But can you stop them? No. In fact, this is insane. This removes all legal restrictions on gender transition surgeries. In other words, no city, no legislature can make a law barring it at any age. Let that sink in. At any age. If your 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-old wants to do a full transition, they can. You can't stop them. Again, if this was Minnesota, Washington State, Portland, California, I'd be like, oh, wow. This is red Ohio. So wait a minute, Tara. Does this mean parents support this stuff? No. We've run through no less than 4 polls in the last 2 months showing overwhelming majorities of Republicans, independents, and pluralities of Democrats, even in California, do not support transitioning children. They don't. Want further proof? Look no further than Florida 2022. In other words, just last year, Florida Unlike Ohio, it's not a red state. It's a purple state. Or it was until 2022. And when you're talking about governors, candidates, presidential candidates, when they win there, and it's been this way for over 15 years, would only win by a point or two. That's it. Ron DeSantis, after pushing bans on teaching gender dysphoria in schools and bans on transitions of minors, just last year, won his gubernatorial race by a staggering 19%. In exit polling, even majorities of Democrats supported him on those laws, both what they called the Don't Say Gay law, where you couldn't proselytize gender transition to kindergartners and kids under the fifth grade, but also the bans on gender transitions for teens. Again, that was 2022. The public has not changed their minds on this. Polls show it. And that's why I'm so thrilled that this has happened now, when it really doesn't matter. What does this teach us? Unfortunately, we're just going to have to focus on an economic template in the same social message template that Ron DeSantis used to flip Florida from a purple state to red by 19 points. It can be done, but not with the RNC in Ronna McDaniel's hands. Let's hit Virginia next. The mainstream media is acting like this is some kind of GOP funeral. That's just bizarre. Virginia is a blue state. It was won by Joe Biden in 2020 by 9 points. Okay. It was awesome to see Glenn Youngkin win there, but it was always going to revert back to blue. I literally said that on the air the day after Youngkin won. Democrats picking up a few seats there. I mean, that's not a landslide. It's really just normality reasserting itself in a blue state. I just write that whole state off. I'm not real interested in what happened there. I don't think it's much of an indicator of anything but the status quo. In fact, if you go back in history, like to 2015, right before the big 2016 year, what happened that year? Republicans won two governor's races in Kentucky and Mississippi, then lost one in a red state, Louisiana. This year, Republicans did the same thing. Won two governor's races, Louisiana, Mississippi, and lost one in Kentucky. Not too different from 2015. Let's jump to Virginia, say. Back in 2015, the year before the Trump victory, the Virginia state legislature barely changed hands in that election. Same last night. Republicans kind of painted the sky like, hey, we'd like to take a house of the legislature. It'd be great. They didn't. The Democrats increased their margin by a little bit. I mean, there's nothing remarkable going on in Virginia. I mean, Virginia looks basically like it has since 2015 at this point. What you didn't see there, which would have scared me, was a blue landslide. And that's a blue state. So look, we're still in it. Want to pause just a second here to thank our sponsor, PhD Weight Loss, and to tell you how excited I am to be seeing all my family members. This year is going to be my biggest ever Thanksgiving. People coming from 4 states, and so many of them have never seen me this size. I can secretly not wait to open the door because they're not going to recognize me. I look so different. 5'2 body. I lost 29 pounds. It's made a huge difference. I had to buy an entire wardrobe. Wouldn't it be cool to do something like that for Christmas? Well, on the PhD weight loss plan, women lose an average of 1 to 2 pounds a week, men 3 pounds a week. You could look completely different for Christmas if you start now. Go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Ask them about the PhD at home plan. There's somebody doing it in all 50 states. Myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. Okay, Kentucky, another deep red state. I mean, like, so deep red, Donald Trump won it 62-36 in 2020. A Republican ought to be able to sleepwalk their way to a win there in the governor's mansion. Yet, most infuriatingly, a Democrat just won it again. A brawl broke out over that on our text line. Nationally, about half the Republican Party, between 50 and 60%, depending on the poll, supports Donald Trump. The rest do not. They support nobody or somebody else. And so half the people were saying, oh, the reason that Daniel Cameron, the Republican in Kentucky, lost is because Mitch McConnell endorsed him. The other half were saying it was because Trump endorsed him. Okay, a couple of things about that. First, the Democrats are lying to you. That wasn't a blue wave in Kentucky. Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing that Democrat Andy Beshear won a second term as governor with 53% of the vote, beating Daniel Cameron, who came in at just 47%. Yeah, it was embarrassing, depending on your perspective, that Donald Trump endorsed strongly Daniel Cameron. But here's the thing. Down ballot from Daniel Cameron, every single Republican won. And I don't mean by a little bit. They absolutely crushed it. The Attorney General, 58% Republican wins. Republican Secretary of State nails it, 61% to 39%. Auditor of Public Accounts, the Republican wins, 61% to 39%. State Treasurer, 57% to 43%. Republican win there. Commissioner of Agriculture, the Republican wins, 59 to 41. So, bottom line, every other Republican candidate running statewide won by double digits, okay? So, the Democrats aren't about to take over a red state. It's not a thing. It's not happening. It wasn't what was trending on Twitter, although I congratulate my Democrat friends for getting the hashtag blue wave trending. There was no blue wave. That was not a thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Here's the other thing, though, when you look at, okay, why did that happen? Well, when you look at Daniel Cameron, nice guy and all, but Andy Beshear is a popular government. 41% of Kentuckians who voted for Trump approved of Beshear's job performance. And his dad, Steve Beshear, is a fixture in Kentucky politics. He won state house seats, state attorney general, lieutenant governor, governor for two terms. The name Beshear has appeared on the ballot in Kentucky 15 times in the last 44 years. So, I mean, these voters are used to voting for a Democrat. I don't know that another Democrat could have done this. It was just impossible to tie Joe Biden and the economy around Beshear's neck because people feel in that state like, nah, I know that family. We like them. Which is weird because it's an overwhelmingly Republican state, but it's not too different from what happens in West Virginia, where Trump won by over 20 points, yet still somehow they sent a Democratic senator to the Senate. Go figure. Honestly, the biggest worry last night was in Ohio and the power to flip women's votes with the abortion issue. Because that's the best shot the Dems have to deflect from the economy. And Dan Bongino's right. The economy's going to have to get a whole lot worse before women get sense in their head. They really are the dumbest voters on the planet. Present company accepted. I mean, if you can get one of my podcasts without curling up in a fetal position as a woman, you've got a brain. Unfortunately, most of us women, especially college educated ones, just don't. This was shocking. Lee Carter, president of Maslansky and Partners Polling, was on Fox News. She was talking about this, that for women, 7 in 10 say the abortion issue is the most important thing they'll be voting on. That was consistent with the Ohio exit polls. 6 in 10 say the economy is important to them. So, I mean, apparently it does not matter. I think if the Democrats have them eating dog food, they're going to vote on their abortions. It's just what is. The Democrats know it. And this is what has enabled them to print at the staggering level they have. Remember, we are now paying $734 more a month on average per the average American family for the same things, utilities, food, and gas, than we were paying before Biden. And women just don't care. They just, like, they could be in sackcloth as long as they could have an abortion. I don't get it, but it is what is. And part of this from Lee Carter actually makes sense to me. The part where she says, yes, people are very upset about the economy, but they don't see Republicans as a viable alternative because they're not making any kind of economic argument beyond telling people, hey, it sucks. Why is that? I explained that on the show today because Republicans like to print some money too. Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy about broke the bank of the back of the American people with their printing over the last year. It's what caused McCarthy to be ousted, and their donors love it. So they're never going to campaign on it. They're not going to talk seriously about it. So they revert to saying how bad the economy is, but they don't make any promises about, hey, here's how we end the inflation and make life affordable again, because they have no damn intention of making life affordable again. They want to print. That's what their donors want to hear. We've gotten rid of McCarthy, so we have over the next year a chance to show voters we can fix it. But right now, there's zero Republican voices making that argument. And going into this election, Trump was mainly talking about his court cases, not Biden spending or any of it. Here's Harris Faulkner and Lee Carter.
I've got some Trump sound bites waiting in the wind here. The president has said in the last 7 or 8 weeks that Roe versus Wade reversal, Republicans are speaking inarticulately about it. And he said it's pursued, the Republican side, terrible state level restrictions that could alienate much of the country. He also says that the DeSantis abortion ban in Florida was a terrible mistake. He's been saying that for months now. Is this playing out?
Absolutely. And I think we've seen it in polling for a long time. When we looked at the midterm elections last year, we said instead of a red wave, we saw a red ripple. In large part, I think that was because of abortion. When you talk to women voters, and this is really, really important because women, female voters are very, very much what's making up the decisions here. 9 in 10 Democrats say the primary reason they're going to go to the polls is abortion. 7 in 10 independent women say that's the primary reason they're going to vote in these elections. And when that happens, they turn out. Other people stay home. And we're seeing, even if the candidates aren't that popular, this issue is driving them polls over and over again.
And this is why the Democrats think they can break us, literally financially, with printing, but escape any consequences.
Now, a lot of people say, I think Republicans are going to do better on the economy. Very important. But the question is, what are Republicans going to deliver on the economy? They haven't made the case. They've made the case how bad things are, not how good it's going to be on the other
side. But you told me as we sat down a little while ago, you said 7 out of 10 women voters care about the subject of abortion.
Yes.
That's more than the economy, no?
Well, the primary issue that's facing day to day, people are saying, is the economy. What they're saying is going to drive them to the polls. 7 in 10 independent women say the number one thing that is going to drive them to the polls is to protect abortion.
Wow.
And women's rights. They look at this more as a holistic view at women rather than looking at abortion. They're not going out to vote on abortion. They're voting and saying, I need to protect my right as a woman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.